You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to listen to Sarah Mary Chadwick now. I spoke to her on the phone yesterday from Melbourne. There's a little bit of wind noise in this because she was out walking her dogs, which is also quite nice because you can hear her dogs in it sometimes too, which I enjoy very much. I'm looking forward to hearing her new album, Please Daddy, that is out in about a week's time now. But we spoke a little bit about The Queen Who Stole the Sky, which came out in April last year. Talk about prolific. And that was all recorded on the 147-year-old grand organ at the Melbourne Town Hall as part of a commissioned project from the Melbourne Council. So we chatted a bit about that because she's also bringing that over to New Zealand very shortly, which is exciting, as part of Fringe Town 2020. You can catch her at the end of February playing on our town hall in the Auckland Town Hall. Playing on our organ is what I meant to say, in the Auckland Town Hall. And that's going to be really exciting to see, a very special performance, which obviously she doesn't really get to do very often because she recorded this live and it requires an enormous organ to be able to do it. So it's pretty special that we're going to be able to hear that. So let's have a listen to Sarah Mary Chadwick chatting to me from Melbourne yesterday. Thank you so much for chatting to me today. Really excited to talk to you about two awesome things that are coming up for us in Auckland. We've got your brand new album, Please Daddy, coming out in just a week, basically, now. And also very exciting that you'll be performing at Fringe Town in February, The Queen Who Stole the Sky. Yay!
Yeah, I haven't been back to New Zealand for quite a while, so I'm really looking forward to it. And I've done that performance on that record a couple of times now, and so I'm really looking forward to being able to do it again.
It's a record that you recorded live on the Melbourne Town Hall, their 147-year-old grand organ. How was that process for you?
So that was a commissioned work from the Melbourne Council just under three months to write a selection of songs to be performed and recorded on that instrument. I think it's such a beautiful instrument, and I think they do these kind of projects with kind of more contemporary artists so that it's not just, elderly people practicing church songs or school groups kind of going through having a look at it. I always like working to a brief, and I tend to work quite quickly, so I think that I was quite suited to the project, and I think it came out really well.
I think it's a beautiful record. Did you know how to play the organ before you did this? Had you ever played one before, or was this kind of a learning curve for you?
In terms of the organ, so I've got, at my house, I've got one of those normal, two-tier organs with pedals, lots of people have. And so that's kind of, and it's very similar, you're kind of just building sounds, and then, so I was quite used to using the pedals at the same time,
mm-hmm.
but definitely nothing to the scope of what the Town Hall one is. There's four keyboards on a pipe organ, and then I think three octaves of bass pedals, and that one in particular is huge. It's maybe 100 different sounds that you can make out of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite spectacular.
Yeah, to be honest, I did another one for Melbourne Music Week at St. Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne City. And I kind of realised how, that obviously is a beautiful instrument as well, but I realised how spoilt I've been by playing that one first, because it's literally probably one of the nicest ones in the world, really.
The age of it is amazing. It's almost as old as colonial New Zealand in many ways.
Yeah, totally. When you put it that way.
Yeah, it's quite something when you think about it like that. So did the way you wrote this album differ from how you normally write music?
So normally what I do is I book some recording time in, because I am better if I've got a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And then, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months out, then I'll write as many songs as I can, and usually I end up with about 40 or something, and then I pick maybe 20 to record, and then based on that pick pick the 10, but because this project was had such a kind of short turnaround, I didn't have as much time as I normally would to give myself lots of burner songs that I can choose from. So basically, it differed only in that I ended up using everything that I wrote, whereas right. usually I'd kind of like trash quite a few songs.
Got the piano that was his, and please don't make a big deal of this like they do. Wanna make it all go away. Anniversary after anniversary, and I don't buy it, so I stay silent, and I don't buy it, and I'll cry in private, 'cause when everyone's gone, who keeps the lights on? Alone with a song, but never the right one. The people are blur and a flurry of fur, and I'm dragging myself off the road again. Sick of being owned by time I lease my heart out again, spruced it up. And it's so sad that they're gone, but I won't waste another. Stalling won't solve them. Morning's not a boathouse that I can hide out in. 'Cause when everyone's gone, who keeps the lights on? Alone with a song, but never.
Sarah Mary Chadwick with Anniversary from The Queen Who Stole the Sky, which she will be performing in the Auckland Town Hall on the amazing organ in there. Such a grand and beautiful album and totally moving. It's going to be a really special performance. Let's listen to the second part of this interview now. We chatted a little bit more about that record and also about her forthcoming one, Please Daddy, which is out on the 24th of this month, just around the corner now. This is Sarah Mary Chadwick chatting to me from Melbourne yesterday. A little bit of wind noise because she was out walking her dogs. A little bit of diegetic dog sound as well, which I very much enjoy. So let's have a listen. It's such a grand album, obviously, because of the instrument you're using, but you are singing about such intimate and personal feelings. What is it like being able to put that kind of, I guess, internal kind of monologue to such a massive scale?
as I get older, I do find it a little bit more taxing to verbalise that kind of stuff and perform, especially. But there must be value in it somewhere for me, but yeah.
Cathartic is maybe not the right word then.
No, not. I think that might be a bit too strong, but I'm also really just used to doing it now, to be honest. So I kind of don't really know what it would be like to not do it.
Mm. So what can you tell us about Please Daddy? We've heard three fantastic singles from it. What more can we expect from this record?
So there's like a kind of pretend like Nina Simone song.
Cool.
called The Heart, and it's double. There's a few more kind of like, just kind of either trying to do the band, like capital T, the capital B band, or do like kind of late era Levy Elvis.
Nice. That sounds like a great vibe.
So there's a bit more of that, and
it is awesome to have had two full-length projects from you in, you know, barely a year's turnaround, and kind of for them to sound so different, but in a funny way, a little bit like companion albums. Were some of these ideas floating around for Please Daddy while you were writing The Queen Who Stole the Sky?
Queen album was kind of closer to the previous one, that Sugar, not from the main one. No, I think that they are quite similar. And there's a third one that I've recorded. That's kind of, I would say that's the third kind of companion album to those two. It's kind of it's a bit more stripped back with like just piano and like live piano and singing, and that's it. But I think those three records probably fit together quite well.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to hear the full length Please Daddy and also hear you at the Town Hall. I'm just curious to chat to you a little bit about your artwork, album artwork on these. Are these all your drawings that we're seeing at the moment?
Yes. I apart from Eating for Two, my first solo record, they've all been like my artwork on the front of them.
Is that kind of something that you make a choice to do, to use your own work, or is it from it being a simple way of doing it, or do you always have like a visual element going with what you're writing?
Probably always, yeah, column A, column B. I think generally, so that the portrait that's on the front of Please Daddy was from an exhibition that I had in Melbourne at the beginning of the year, and that was just basically lots and lots of portraits of all my friends, and I've kind of been doing the same thing for a limited edition kind of alternate cover thing, which is all portraits as well.
Awesome.
But yeah, no, I don't do art and with the frequency that I do the music stuff, because I find it a little bit more difficult, but yeah, I'm always kind of working on something, really.
Well, we can't wait to see you come back to Auckland and play on the Auckland Town Hall's organ. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Sarah. It's lovely, lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, you too, Rachel. No worries.
Little dog bark right at the very end there. Let's listen to Sarah Mary Chadwick. Let's Fight. This is the third single from her forthcoming album, Please Daddy. You're on BFM.
Thinking they left when I was hurt, 'cause when it-
timber on drowning. They disappear like fireworks. But ooh, don't touch me, I'm alive. And ooh, let's sleep, let's fight. And will I feel alright? When will I feel it? 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 Will I feel it?
Sarah Mary Chadwick with Let's Fight. That's the third single from Please Daddy, her forthcoming album that is out on the 24th of January, just around the corner now. You can pre-order that through her Bandcamp, sarahmarychadwick.bandcamp.com. It's going to be really awesome to hear that. We've also been listening to tracks from her most recent album, The Queen Who Stole the Sky, which she will be performing at Fringetown 2020 on the 27th of February. That's going to be really amazing. You don't want to miss out on that. I think tickets are pretty reasonable. I think it's a sliding scale between 15 and 35, so that's pretty awesome. Make sure you grab one of those, though, because you don't want to miss out. That'll be a really, really special night. Big thank you to Sarah Mary Chadwick for chatting to me yesterday from Melbourne while she was out walking her dogs. It was really lovely to hear about that project and what she's got just around the corner for us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.